Everybody,
tell them
we're back.
Yes, we are.
It's episode 17. We're almost through a whole season here, Chris. We're about to cover week 14. We're almost through a whole season.
First full
season of the podcast.
And we hit them with that. We had the off season going pretty strong.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I mean, we got some draft stuff.
I got to give us a pat on the back, though, Marcus.
What's going on?
I got to give us a pat on the back for our evaluations on them rookie quarterbacks.
Okay, yeah.
I got to give us a pat on the back for that.
I think we were pretty
spot on. Spot on. And a lot of our evaluation of these other quarterbacks throughout the season, who said Sam Bradford was going to be done right away? I think we said that.
Yes.
Who said the Arizona Cardinals made a massive mistake with that $20 million signing? I think we said that.
We did say that.
We're going to get into what we think about Kirk Cousins and what we've been saying about Kirk Cousins.
Been saying about Kirk Cousins a lot.
We're going to get into what we said about Seattle and what always happens for Seattle. we said that too.
And also what I always said about Mr. 10 wins.
They're going to get to 10 wins. It's going to piss me off so bad, Marcus. It's going to piss me off so
Mr.
bad.
Mr. 10 wins.
It's going to piss me off so
Mr.
bad.
Mr. 10 wins. Don't even say his name yet.
I told you what was what in Carolina.
Okay.
Even with Norv.
Okay. We still got time in Carolina. We still got time.
No.
We still got time there.
We're still in the same standstill that we were with the rookie. Well, he's not a rookie this year, but that young man in Kansas City who's balling out.
You gotta apologize for that, man. It's been a full season.
I'm not gonna get there yet, Marcus. This is the week.
Come on, we get to throw 35 touchdowns next year, Chris.
This is the week. I don't care.
He's gonna throw 35 next year. What do you mean? He's going to regress to 35.
He's going to blow the game this week.
Against who?
They're playing the Chargers.
Well, they played it last Thursday, huh?
That's Thursday. I'm telling you.
I doubt that. They're the Chargers,
man. My hands rubbing together? I'm excited.
Chargers can't beat Andy Reid, bro. We'll get into that later. But, you know, we're back, everybody. Like I said, you know, we're...
like we always say.
We're back. We're coming out a little earlier this week, like we did before. We said we appreciated that before. So
I think this is it. I think this is the schedule, Mark.
I think so. You make sure you hit that subscribe button, iTunes, Spotify. Check us out. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this. We're giving you guys good information, good stuff here. Check us out.
Check it out.
Listen, give us a listen here. You know, everybody. This week we're gonna cover a lot of things. It was a bad week for quarterbacks. Nobody was super impressive, and if somebody was impressive, it was a surprise. I know Mahomes was. I mean, he was impressive when he needed to be impressive.
He did some big things. He did some big things.
Yeah. Talk about. We'll get into Mahomes a little later, just a whole quarterback week a little later. Do that as well. We can talk about Kirk Cousins and the $84 million man. I call him the finesse god. I call him Kirk the finesser because he really finessed the NFL. Fully guaranteed. What are the Vikings going to do?
He worked him.
Oh, man.
He worked him.
Wow. That's a businessman.
Yes, sir.
He should be a CEO somewhere, I think.
Yes, sir.
He should start a business because he is. Wow.
He's almost as good as Sam Bradford.
Making
that money in the NFL, he's almost as good as Sam Bradford.
No. Well, Sam Bradford got the early rookie contract. He kind of got a boost.
Hey, he got it though, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was number one draft pick. I mean, that was pretty undebatable at that point. Yeah, everybody agreed he was the number one quarterback in that draft. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
So he got what he got. What he got. But I don't think he would have made as much money as he made if he came out a year later in 2011 when that new rookie cap came. I don't think Sam Bradford makes that much money.
You're right.
I don't think he does.
I agree with you.
So Kirk Cousins is definitely he's the new age of finesser. He's a 2012. He's the new rookie cap finesser.
I don't know. Dak looked like he might be a finesser. He might be that new. He might be that next level finesser with that. The ugliest, what would you call it?
The ugliest 450-yard performance you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
It was, it just wasn't good. But he threw 450 yards. I mean, he has Amari Cooper. And we're going to talk about that game altogether a little later. We got Trubisky versus Goff, which wasn't as exciting as we thought.
An incredible letdown.
Incredible. Incredible letdown.
We'll talk about
that game.
We got to talk about Big Ben and Carr.
Yeah, I'd talk about Big Ben.
But is it going to be about Ben and Carr? Is it going to be about Ben and that Oakland Coliseum facility?
We're talking about all that, we'll talk about Mike Tomlin and why he didn't play Big Ben. Which I mean, I know they're coming back to save the X-ray room and all that crap now. But come on, dog, y'all thought y'all were just going to beat the Raiders. Let's just be honest. Let's be real. So we got a good amount to cover this week, you know. Well, let's go ahead and start off with the Monday night game that everybody just watched. Most recent viewing of NFL football, and it was
You know, I wish that we would.
It was an ugly game.
I wish we would have had a show before this last week, because there were two things that I guaranteed over the weekend. I was talking a lot to. I went out golfing with some of my buddies.
Okay.
And they wanted to take a look. Hey, what should I bet this weekend?
Okay.
You can take yourself the under, sir. There were two games that were guaranteed unders, and they did not disappoint.
Okay.
Detroit, Arizona.
Okay.
And then last night's game, Vikings, Seahawks.
So what was the score for the Vikings? What was it supposed to be? What was the
40 betting? And a half.
Oh, wow. Really?
40 and a half was the line.
Wow, that's wild.
And it was about the same for the Arizona Detroit game too.
I mean, 40 isn't that, because it's like a 2020 game.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very plausible. And I thought there was a chance of that, just because of the weapons that they have offensively for the Vikings.
Yeah.
And just because of what happens in Seattle, I don't know what the hell it is about Seattle in a primetime game. There's just something weird has to happen. It's a guarantee. Lock it in. Something messed up is going to happen. That's just the way that it rolls on a primetime game in Seattle.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is just not prime time, I don't think. I mean, what is he, 0-7 on Monday Night Football?
Marcus.
Is that a thing?
Do you know what his record is this season against teams that have a record of 500 or more?
I saw it. It was like
zero wins, all of their losses,
against good teams,
and their tie. Any team that has been over 500, he's the new Matt Stafford. He's the new Matt Stafford.
Well, he's always been that way, too. He's never beat good teams.
You're preaching to the choir.
He's never beat good teams.
You're preaching
though.
To the choir.
But it's to me.
This has been exactly what we've been talking about all season long. And this is what I said from the moment that they signed him. Kirk Cousins will be the demise of the Minnesota Vikings.
See, I struggle with that, because I still think the Vikings should be a good team, because I 100% still believe he's better than Case Keenum.
I will continue to tell you. If they would have left Case Keenum in this offense.
But what I will say about Case is
I'm sorry. I said Keese.
Case, he's clutch. I'll give him that. He makes big throws when he needs to make big throws. And I think that's the difference between him and Cousins. But Cousins is still the better quarterback.
No.
He is, like, mentally and
no.
efficiency.
I won't go. No.
Case Keenum is just, like, the Vikings, like, we'll keep you guys in the game. Case, give Case a field goal to drive to. He's going to drive and make that field goal. That's what Case Keenum does. Just like last year, he makes the big throw for them to win the game at the end. You know, that's what Case Keenum does. He doesn't really win the game. And also, he had a career year last year, and he's kind of back to normal this year, to be honest. But I think there's something else there with this Vikings team. Something else.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I know Cousins is the problem. Man. I'm not saying he played well, because I'm looking at his PFF grades, and he had a 47.8. So he's like, he was a 34th quarterback this week.
He was awful. Yeah, he was plain old awful. But you know what? DeFilippo was awful too. I do not understand how you have Dalvin Cook last year, before he got hurt, running up a storm, and you won't even give him the football this year. And I had a friend of mine who he's a Vikings fan, mm-hmm. and he's been saying that the talk in Minnesota is DeFilippo is auditioning for a head coaching job, and points are what's going to get him that job, and running game is not what's going to get him that job.
Nope.
So what DeFilippo's been doing is going against what Zimmer wants, because he's auditioning for a head coaching potential job. Zimmer made the best decision possible. They fired him.
See, I mean, but can you run the ball without a good line? I mean, like,
you have to run the football to give the quarterback the opportunity to try and get the ball downfield.
I gotta look at his Dalvin Cook stats now.
Stats are miserable. They're awful. He can't run the football because they don't even put him in opportunities to be successful running the ball.
Well, he's missed some games. He missed 5 games.
Well, yeah, at the beginning of the season because he was still coming off his injury from the end of last year. Didn't he tear his ACL last year?
No, he missed 5 games this year too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's coming. He's still trying to come back.
He started week 1. He played week 1.
I don't think that he was fully healthy in week 1.
I mean, he got 16 carries.
I don't think he was healthy for all 16 of those. I think he was still.
He got 2.5 yards per carry. I mean, I don't think he's earned the rights to run the ball. To me, looking at these stats, I mean, you got 10 carries, 20 yards. I guess.
Well, who's that against, though? That's not. That's,
the Rams.
Okay, that defensive front at the beginning of the year looked a lot better than it does right now. That's for sure.
I mean, he had a good game against Detroit, but come on, who doesn't have a good game against Detroit running the football? Let's be honest.
The Cardinals.
He didn't have a good game. He didn't play against Cardinals.
No, I'm saying the Cardinals didn't have a good game against Detroit running the football.
That's the Cardinals, man.
Hey, who doesn't? That you wanted an answer? I gave you an answer.
Let's see his Bears game. I mean, 1.3 yards per carry.
But how many carries?
Why are we running the ball here? That's my thing with the whole Zimmer and running the ball. You can't just run the ball just to run the ball. You got to run the ball successfully.
Yes, but you have to set them up in an opportunity. Like, if they're going to slam the box down, you can't just turn around and give them the ball. Like,
the best
that's just
chance.
Not how it works.
See, the problem is what Zimmer wants to do, and he wants to run the ball and play defense, but the best chance for the Vikings to win at this point in time is for them to pass. They have to pass the football, and that's the best chance for them to win. And he kind of, to me, in my opinion, he has to get over that. He's got to get over it.
I don't know. I'm on Zimmer's side on this one.
I know you are, but he's got to get over that because their best two players on offense are wide receivers.
Did you see Diggs last night?
What?
At the end of the game?
What'd he say?
Always have meltdowns in the huddle. They barely flash the camera to it, but he's got offensive linemen like with their helmets off, like calm down, like just yelling at him. Diggs was having
probably
an Odell Beckham
open.
Moment.
They're getting
open. He was for sure getting open.
I mean, of course they are. Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen.
Did you see Thielen in the back of the end zone?
Yeah, he was
when
open
he threw
too.
That ball to Rudolph.
Yeah,
it was a bad throw too. Like Rudolph, he could have thrown Rudolph open in the back of the end zone on that. What was that, fourth down or was that third down?
Like, who else is he? Why wouldn't you? But even if he had that two look, to me, he has.
Why are you going to Rudolph and not to Thielen?
Yeah, because why don't you just trust that Thielen's going to get open? He's Adam Thielen in the slot.
And he's killing it this year.
Ain't like his. I mean, I'm trying to think of a really good corner that's over him in the slot that you think he might win.
Not in Seattle.
Yeah, it's Adam Thielen.
Get him the ball.
Of course he's going to win that route.
Get him the ball.
I didn't get that, bro. I didn't get it. I don't know, man. Maybe it's a little bit Kirk Cousins.
Oh, it's a lot Kirk Cousins. But at the same time.
But we can't say they need to run the ball when they can't. They can't run the ball.
Let's see what happens this next week. Here you go, Marcus. You ready? You ready for it? The first one of this episode. We'll see.
Maybe they need to give Murray some more carries.
I don't think that it's a matter of giving, because they gave Murray the ball in the goal on the goal line and he couldn't get in there.
Let's be real. Dalvin Cook had a great start to last year.
Absolutely.
Latavius Murray had a good year last year too. He did. He had a good running year.
Okay, so that's a successful running game. Why is that not translating into this season?
How many carries has Murray got this year? Let's check this out. Now let's look at.
That's fine. I don't care who you're giving the ball to. You have to have a successful running game to give the quarterback an opportunity. And they're not. Cousins needs all the help that he can get, and he's not getting any help. Everybody knows that they're going to throw the ball.
So when Murray is in the game, they run the ball better. So when Dalvin Cook was out, I want to look at this. This is interesting.
I don't care who.
This is a find.
I don't care who you're handing the ball to. All I'm saying is Zimmer's right. They need to run the ball better.
This is very interesting to me because first couple games, San Francisco, 11 carries, 42 yards, about 4 yards a carry. Next game, Green Bay game, he only gets 4 carries, 19 yards though. No carries against Buffalo. Barely any carries against Los Angeles. Dalvin Cook gets hurt. 11 carries, 42 yards, 3.8. That's all right. They were more in a passing game that way. But still, another 4 yards to carry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Arizona, 24 yards, 24 attempts, 155 yards, 6 yards a carry. Okay. The Jets game. Which I think they won, because I think they went a little winning streak here.
A few off.
Yeah, they rattled a few off. 15 carries, 69 yards, 4.6 yards a carry. New Orleans, which they got beat, but they hung.
Mm-hmm.
13 carries, 56 yards, 4.3 yards carry. And then Dalvin Cook paid back, and then they started losing again. So I think maybe they're playing the wrong running back.
Honestly, I'm with Zimmer. Just run the ball. I don't care what number you're giving the ball to.
Maybe that's the point.
I don't care what number you're giving the ball to.
So they're saying, okay, let's run the ball, right? Let's run the ball. But you're running the ball with the wrong guy. And then by the time you start trying to run the ball, you can't run the ball. So because
they could run the football last night as much as they wanted. They were only down six. They were only down three until the end of the third quarter.
But
they could run the ball all day long.
But Murray's not getting any carries.
Well, that's DeFilippo.
But that's also, on him. Also comes back that your best players are your wide receivers, though, too. So I think they needed to do this offseason was get a good line around Kirk Cousins, which they didn't, because Kirk Cousins is not Case Keenum, so he can't roll out like an idiot and just do all types of and just throw it up in the air for Adam Thielen. As basically, I'm telling you, that's what he did all last year. And he can't do that, you know? And that's not him. So they should have thought about that before when they even set this up or even tried to give him all the money. Maybe we should draft some linemen. Maybe we should, because I bet 100% they drafted a defensive player in the first round. Because that's what all Mike Zimmer does.
I can't remember what the Vikings, honestly, I don't care what the Vikings did in the draft.
I know you don't. But, I mean, this is for our conversation, man, for the pod. You gotta put the Vikings hate to the side for a second.
I can't do it, Marcus. You find it. I'm not looking for it. I'm not looking this up. I'm not doing it. We've already spent too much damn time on the Vikings.
I know. But we also can talk about
Russell Wilson. You know what? I don't want to talk about him either. I was so mad watching this game yesterday. Both these teams. I had to choose who I wanted to win. I didn't want either of them to win.
You just want them to both to lose, huh?
Every single time.
I just want to see if they drafted a defensive player in the first round.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, he did. Mike Hughes. Is Mike Hughes? And then he sits him out for a year. Is Mike Hughes even played? Is he hurt?
I think he's hurt.
Okay.
I think he's hurt.
Yep. First round. Mike Hughes.
I think he's hurt.
Should the Vikings, next article though, after I scroll down, should Vikings have gone offensive line in round one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the interior lineman there in this draft.
The interior line in Minnesota is awful.
Awful. Everybody's like, Will Hernandez wouldn't have fit in whatever they wanted to do.
Make a guy like that fit.
Come on, bro. Maybe you just
adjust. You change it.
Do more power runs.
You change it. That's what they need. Cook would have been fantastic.
Cook ain't run no outside zone at Florida State.
No, he did not.
I tell you, that's another comes back to more evaluation too. Like, you see a guy on tape, you know, maybe he didn't run outside zone. I don't know for sure, but I don't remember seeing it.
They ran out of the shotgun with Francois.
Yeah, they ran power runs,
but out of the shotgun. So
okay, but still,
you're not wrong. Yeah,
you can run outside zone out of the shotgun.
Yeah.
But I don't get that. But that's what I said. They try to draft a defensive player like they always do, and that's why they didn't try to build around Cousins. They just thought they had the same team.
Three games left, Marcus, and the best thing they did was fire their offensive coordinator. They could realistically only lose one of those games because of that.
He wasn't the problem.
He contributed to it.
Basically, all Mike Zimmer did was keep that dude from getting a head coach job.
I don't think he did, to be honest.
You think he still can get
one? It's late enough. Oh, come on. You're going to tell me that a team's not going to take a run at him?
I don't think so. Not anymore.
You don't think so? No. After leaving the Eagles and coming to Minnesota and keeping them in the hunt in Minnesota and they put up points and the kind of numbers that he gave Thielen, a guy that's not, he didn't even get drafted high, and the numbers that they were putting up with Diggs, he's going to get a head coaching job.
Yeah, because he did well when he was in Cleveland with. He even had Manziel looking halfway decent. So
he's going to get a head coaching job.
He's a good quarterback
coach. He's going to get a shot.
Because maybe if he's just not the play caller.
He's going to get a shot.
Maybe he's not a good play caller either. Some guys just aren't good play callers. They can design a beautiful offense, but
sure,
you got to be able to call the right play in the right situation. Yeah. All right, man. All right. That's enough of crappy Kirk Cousins. But I do want to say that Russell Wilson is going to get the 10 wins, and it's pretty clear. He might get to 11.
Can we let it be known?
Is he going to get to 11?
Marcus, can we let it be known? Another fluke in these damn Seahawk games where they get away with murder every single time. It was a game changing play, and they picked the flag up. Just acknowledge it. That's all I want from you, and we can move on.
Hey.
Just acknowledge it.
10 wins. That's
just
fine.
Just acknowledge it.
Crazy things happen in Seattle.
Every time? Every single time?
New England and Seattle, crazy things happen, man. This is the way it is.
I'm getting tired of it.
I think the refs just get it to the phone. They become Seahawks fans. They just get so revved up.
I'm so tired of it, Marcus.
It is.
I'm so tired of it.
Or like they're scared or something.
Every freaking time. How can a team always get something to go their way every single time? I just don't understand.
It's Russell Wilson magic. That's what it is, Chris.
He wasn't even on the field, Marcus.
But he was. He's standing on the sidelines.
Come on,
the
man.
Russell Wilson
every
magic.
Every single time, always, there's some call that is made or is not made, and it always goes Seattle's way. Every single time. Always.
How many good yards did Russell Wilson have in the last game? Like 72?
72 yards. Career low, Marcus. Career low.
How many passes did he throw, though? Like, probably 10?
No, he threw more than that. I think he threw over 15 passes. He had a run that was almost more than his freaking... I don't want to do it, Marcus. I can't with Seattle.
He's just a winner,
really,
bro.
I really can't.
They took away the whole Legion of Boob, and the dude still took away 11 wins.
The league gives it to him every year. Every year. There's like four games that they won because there was a call that was made or was not made. And it went in their favor.
He's
four.
Got Frank Clark.
Four this year.
Dissing the old Legion of
Boom.
Yeah,
I saw that.
This is our team. No, dog. Russell Wilson, man. Shut up.
It's not Richard's team anymore.
No. You got Russell Wilson, bro. Shut up. Yeah, you had a good defense game. The other team played good defense. They stopped him. But come on, man.
It was 6-0.
When you guys play
Marcus.
Crappy, who's going to save you? Because you guys couldn't stop Cam Newton the week before, and who saved you? And then you can't stop this somebody
fourth
the team.
On fourth down, he throws the ball in the end zone. And it just,
He's saving. He's saving them.
I can't with this team, Marcus.
Saves them all the time. I don't want to hear that the air is over. No, the air is still there because the quarterback who was there is still there.
I can't with this team.
It's the Russell Wilson era.
They infuriate me.
All right, well, let's move on, Chris.
Please.
Let's move on.
Please.
Let's go to your other favorite team, the Bears.
This is going to be my least favorite podcast.
This is what happens, man, when you're
my Packers lay an egg. I got to talk about the Bears and the Vikings and the Seahawks.
God, yeah.
Thank God Cam's laying an egg because I would be beside myself, Marcus. I wouldn't know what to do with myself if Carolina was good.
If Carolina was good, I would
write my obituary on the podcast.
Okay, I get it, man. I'm sorry, dude, but this is the NFL you were in.
No, you know what's killing me, Marcus?
What?
It's one thing if the Packers were bad.
Yeah.
But these offenses on these other teams
yeah.
are miserable. Kirk Cousins, really? Mitch Trubisky, really?
The Vikings are going to make the playoffs. I'm put that out there. I'm going to straight up say that.
So who's going to get the other wild card spot?
Who is it? Okay, it's Packers. I'm going to go Packers.
Oh, really?
I think they probably
win the next three.
Because who do they got this week?
Who does have?
Packers.
This is the test. If they win this week, they could realistically win out.
Who do they play this week?
They got the Bears this week.
Okay.
This is in Chicago. This is the test. This is it for the Packers. This is the test.
That Cardinals game is gonna haunt them because if they win that Cardinals game and they win this week,
if they would have won the Cardinals game, they would have been in prime position.
They'd be in the wild card spot right now, right? If they did,
no. They still would have needed to win out. But the variables that they needed to happen in order to win out and make the playoffs have essentially already happened. If they beat the Bears.
This could be tough, Chris.
If they beat the Bears.
In Chicago.
They've done it multiple times.
I know, but.
This is what it's going to come down to. It's not going to be because of the offense of the Bears. It's going to be because of that defense. But they don't have that advantage of the cold like they did over the Rams.
That's true.
They don't have that advantage. So, you know who showed up last week?
Who?
Randall Cobb showed up.
Yeah, he did. I don't know. I don't know, Chris. I've been saying all year, you guys just aren't good.
This is a good team.
I still think you're going to sneak into the damn playoffs, and I'm going to be mad about it.
I would love it, Marcus. I would love it. There's so many people. Because
I don't know who else. I'm trying to think of who's the other 6-7 team.
It's
Panthers, right?
Panthers.
And they still got the Saints twice. That's over.
It's Washington.
Yeah, Yeah.
And it's Philly.
They could get into 8-8, bro. That's I'm going to be mad.
They're not going to get in 8-8. But Philly's they're going to get in 8-7-1.
Philly still has to play somebody really good, too.
Philly has to play. They still have to play the Cowboys
Rams.
Again.
They got
to
play the Rams.
And the Rams. So I think they go.
No, they already beat. They already played the Cowboys too. So the Cowboys already beat them twice. Cowboys already won that.
Okay, then. So then it's
if the Cowboys win this week, they win the NFC.
It's Rams, Giants, Redskins. I think that's what they have to finish it off.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that's what they have to finish it off. Carolina's got to go. Carolina has to go. New Orleans, Atlanta, New Orleans.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Washington is going
to
start.
Up. Why did NFL do
start,
that to them?
They're going to start Josh Johnson.
The NFL was like, you guys got to win a division your last few weeks.
It happens every year, though. This,
I know, but like,
this is the same thing that happens every single year.
But damn, man. They put them through the division.
I'm sorry. You know what? You know who's heating up for Atlanta?
Who?
Julio.
Yeah, Julio is heating up.
He's heating up.
But
Carolina could realistically lose the last three games of the season.
I think they will. That's the sad thing. And Ron Rivera might get fired, too, because of that.
Absolutely, he could.
Yeah. But, you know, God, our teams can make the NFC at 8-8. So the Packers are still going to get in, man.
And you know who they would play? You know who they would play right away?
Who?
The Bears. They would have to face the Bears right away.
For the third time. Man.
And you know what happens when the Packers play the Bears in the playoffs?
And then Aaron Rodgers is gonna do.
Aaron Rodgers is gonna do his thing. You know how much it would just be the biggest redeeming factor for me. Like I would have just that. Just give me that. Let the Packers get in and let them beat the Bears in the wild card. Let them beat the Bears in the wild card. Because you know where they end up.
No, because that would just give the Rams and the Saints the easy Super Bowl role. You guys can't beat the Bears. We have a defensive team left. Because you guys aren't beating the Rams or the Saints. You are not.
They can beat the Rams. They can beat the Rams. They should have beat the Rams already this season.
Maybe.
They should have beat the Rams already this season.
They might be able to.
They can definitely. If McVay's going to do what he did and not run the football, they could definitely beat them.
I don't know about that, man. The Eagles aren't getting
it. No, the Eagles are done.
But the Packers are really going to get in the playoffs still.
We'll see what happens this week.
See, the fucked up thing. I keep saying it. I need to stop cussing. Sorry about that, guys. But the messed up thing about this is that if they win at least one playoff game, Philbin's getting the job.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with it? Okay.
Because if Philbin gets the job, I think they keep Pettine. And the biggest thing for me is I want to see Pettine be that defensive coordinator. He needs to stay. He's done a great job. And I would love to see him have the defense healthy. If they would have stayed healthy the entire year,
yeah,
I don't have as many questions coming into this week's game against the Bears as I do. Breland, do you see Breland with that pick six?
Yeah.
Breland and Alexander on the outside? What?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not.
That's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all.
So I'm a little excited. I'm a little excited.
Let's get back to the Bears.
Yeah. Let's get back to those awful, awful Mitch Trubisky Bears. Three interceptions, Marcus? Three?
So let me just pull up this information. Let's pull it up.
You go ahead and pull it up.
All right. So, yeah.
You know what the best thing about
the Bears? Game. It was rough.
You know what the best thing about that Bears offense is?
What?
Cohen. He makes that offense tick.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard's pretty good.
Nope.
So. He's still good, though.
Nope. He can't run the ball like he did before.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the play calling. I don't know what happened offensively for them where Jordan Howard's just not effective anymore.
Allen Robinson is still good, too. So is Anthony Miller. I mean, let's be real. This dude has dudes that can get open. Let's not give Trubisky any excuses about how he doesn't have guys.
Do you know why
him.
They're successful? Because when the play breaks down, Trubisky knows how to run. That's why they're successful.
Hey,
he can break that contain in the pocket, and once he starts going forward, then who's he got on the wing there that he can just dump the ball to?
Tariq Cohen.
And then what does Cohen do?
But he has
he
guys
runs
get
for
open.
Days.
I don't want to hear that. And Anthony Miller and
I'm not saying
Allen
that they I'm
open.
Not saying that they can't get open. I'm saying that Trubisky can't find them. He cannot find them downfield. What he does is he runs around in the pocket, breaks himself free, and at last case possible scenario, he dumps the ball off to Cohen, and Cohen goes running for 35 yards because everybody else is downfield chasing Robinson and Miller because they're open downfield. And Trubisky can't see it.
So against the Rams secondary from a clean pocket,
oh, I don't even want to hear this garbage.
This dude.
You're about to spit a whole bunch of garbage out of your mouth right
no,
now.
No, I'm not. I don't think so. He was 13-21 for 84 yards from a clean pocket. He threw three picks.
21 passes from a clean pocket, and he only had 84 yards. He and threw three interceptions from a clean pocket. Marcus, I can't even have this conversation right now.
From a clean pocket.
That is.
That means there was no pressure.
That is garbage. That is absolute garbage.
No, he's just overthrowing people like that.
Marcus, he is going to be the reason that defense gets stuck on the field and they run out of gas.
Maybe we should ask, because we're going to talk about Goff playing in the cold in a second. I know we are. Can he play in the cold?
Can he play, period?
I don't know. He played all right in September.
Marcus, he was running around and playing well as an athlete. I will do to him what I say to Cam Newton. The kid's an athlete. He's not a quarterback. He had what he played. He started for 1 year in college.
Yeah.
At North Carolina.
I mean, they're 8-4. I mean, it was all right.
Marcus.
I mean, it was more Ryan Switzer. He had a Ryan Switzer. Ryan Switzer was he was a really good college.
Let's be serious for a minute here.
Ryan Switzer like made him look good a lot. He did.
This was an awful decision by an organization to do what they did in the draft, get rid of all those picks, move up the way that they did to draft this young man who, again, I'll repeat, good athlete, very good athlete, the best athletic quarterback in that draft.
No, he's not.
I'm taking that back. I'm taking that back.
Watson and Mahomes.
I'm sorry. I forgot what draft he was in. Yeah. He's a very athletically gifted
quarterback,
but he is not a passer. He does not have enough experience to be able to do what they need in Chicago.
He's just so bad against the blitz.
He's so bad in an open pocket. What do you mean? Just the blitz.
I mean, but you can have a clean pocket and be blitz. That's the thing. You got to think about that too, Chris. You could seriously have a clean pocket and be.
But that offensive line's not that good to give him a clean pocket on a blitz consistently. You said 21 pass attempts with a clean pocket. There is no way they were
30.
Blitzing him.
So he was only under pressure for 9 of his attempts.
And there's no way they were blitzing him on 21 of those snaps. There's no way they picked up the blitz. And if they're going to pick up a blitz, you're going to tell me that means they're leaving Donald one-on-one? They're going to have Aaron Donald one-on-one, and he's still going to have a clean pocket? No, sir. Not possible.
Like, how are you that bad from a clean pocket?
Chris,
I think you. I really think, you know, to be honest, if he had a clean pocket, and if I think he'd be all right. I think he'd be okay.
Do you think he'll be all right?
I think you could at least do 13-21 for 84 yards.
Yeah, because you know what? You know, I'd do the same thing he did. You know what he did?
You probably would throw three picks too. You probably would.
You know, well, see, no. You know why? You know why? Because I would do more of what he normally does.
But
where's Cohen? I know he's close. I know he's right here by a line of scrimmage. I can find Cohen. All I gotta do is look. I'll do what Cam does. Ready? First read. Check down. First read, check down.
I really think you could do that. This would be a stat line if you were playing. And you were
shoot, Marcus.
this would be your stat line. I think it's more of a compliment to you. I think so. It is a compliment that you still threw a touchdown.
My old skinny butt can get out there and throw for 84 yards and a touchdown.
You could be like, hey, guys, did you throw an NFL touchdown? No, I
did. I did.
but yeah, man, that's just terrible.
It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. And you know what?
God.
I don't want to talk about him no more. Let's go to the other side of the ball.
Okay.
That was so bad. And you know what? Let's go to the other side of the ball, and it's not Goff's fault. I do not blame Goff for his performance.
You're all on Sean McVay, huh?
I am 100% on Sean McVay for this one.
I mean, Goff didn't look too much better with a clean pocket either.
Marcus, did the Bears blitz as much? I can guarantee you no.
They blitzed him 9. Well, he threw the ball 48. But they blitzed him 9 of the 48 times.
9 of the 48 times.
This is not a lot.
Because they know that they can get there with 4.
Which they did. They got there with 4 a lot.
A lot. And how do you beat that?
You know what the Bears did though? I saw this breakdown from Doug Farrar. I don't even know how to pronounce his name, but he has a dope book that I read about like scheming and stuff and the history of scheming.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed a breakdown, and the Bears were just gonna let them run jet sweeps. Like they would, you know how they do the fake jet sweeps stuff. The Bears were just letting the guys
giving them the edge, giving them the
and they would just go straight for the Gurley. And I thought that was interesting. And I thought that was interesting how he didn't start doing jet sweeps.
There's a lot of things that were very interesting about the decision making.
Just look, you got these whole Microsoft pad things. You're like, wait a second. Nobody went with the jet sweep. So why don't you just run the same play the next time and then give him the jet? I think that's a simple Sean McVay adjustment, right? So I think that's weird, too. I thought that was odd when I saw that because I was like, okay, well, nobody went with the jet sweep.
And they're typically not afraid to run the jet sweep.
Shouldn't you just do like three jet sweeps in a row?
Yes.
Because that would keep the – and then what they're going to start doing? Then they have to do
maybe
it.
Maybe I got to step outside and make sure he doesn't beat me around the edge.
And then what happens when you start doing the fake jet sweep?
Maybe the open middle's up, the middle opens up, and then we can get Gurley in the middle of the field.
So McVay – I mean, McVay was right. He took credit. That
he
loss
did.
Was on him.
He did. He did take it.
Because it was. Because like that simple shit like him. That. Like if you have – you see on tape, because we all know they got all 22 immediately, right? They see everything
they
on tape.
They have the damn tablets there, Marcus. They're watching the last drive.
So you're watching the last drive, and you see them not go with the jet sweep. Like, how did you not run a jet sweep for the rest of the game? Like, I would have been running that.
Because they're sitting there going, we've done whatever we wanted all season long, and it works. So we're going to continue to do whatever we want. And it should work because it's been working all year long.
I would have been like, okay, you're not going with the jet
this
sweep.
This is my biggest problem with the NFL. Nobody, except for the New England Patriots, will adjust based off of what they see in the last drive. They will continue to go with what they said they were going to do all week long.
Yeah.
Because they truly believe that I am a mastermind and I don't care what's happening on the other side of the ball. My beautiful brain is going to overcome.
Just sweeps this week were not part of my script, so.
Yeah, I'm not putting it in.
As soon as I saw that and they were praising the Bears, and I was thinking, man, that's all he had to do was just start calling jet sweeps the rest of the game.
Well, you had this breakdown when it came to the Cowboys against Ertz.
Yeah.
Just mimic what was successful against Ertz earlier in the season.
Which they did, by the way, which I'm very happy about. They did that.
This time through, yeah, but not in the first game.
I know. It was just funny because they actually played maybe I don't know what they went back. But they did it. They put Byron Jones on Ertz and let Byron follow Ertz.
Hey, you put
around.
A corner on him and you push him
and when
right
Ertz is open, Wentz like panics. he does.
They literally give you on film exactly what it takes to disrupt this everything. They tell you. That's what game film does. That's why these quarterbacks are successful in year one, and then year two it's a little harder, and then year three if they don't overcome it, well, then they're done. We don't hear about them anymore.
I think it's more about year four and year five and year six because then the NFL really knows your tendencies.
Yeah, exactly.
How good are you now?
That's why the guys that are elite because they've overcome those tendencies.
Exactly.
If you can't overcome your tendency, you're never going to be elite.
It's true. It's 100% right. 100% right on that, Chris. So if Trubisky, you can't get over blitzes, man, you're in trouble.
Shoot, if you can't step up in a clean pocket and make a throw, you're in trouble.
Clean pocket.
You're not
man.
40 years old and Tom Brady, and you're 40, and it just doesn't work for you when you're 40 sometimes. Second year, live arm, live legs.
I mean, Goff threw one interception over the last, but at least his other three were under pressure. At least, I mean,
McVay should have never put him in that situation. How many carries did Gurley have? Nine? Did he have nine carries for the whole game?
Rushing grade, he had 11. 11 for 28.
11 for the entire game. Why is Todd Gurley only touching the ball 11 times? What? That makes zero sense. Zero sense.
No, it does not make any sense. Especially he only had, how many catches did he have? He only had three catches, too.
14 touches?
They didn't run any screens or nothing. Did they run any screens? They didn't run any girly screens.
Did you see how bad those play action fakes were? Yeah. I mean, they were the laziest play action fakes.
They've been doing that all year. This is the same play action fake they've been
doing all
year. I
know, but at least earlier in the year, like you knew Gurley was getting the ball. So being lazy and just sticking your arm out at least held the linebackers for half a second.
But to me, a lot of that game was just easy adjustment. This is the jet sweep thing. To me, like that happened early in the game.
Marcus, because I couldn't, man. It hurt my soul watching every single play. Every single play. And just no adjustments being made. And he's convinced that what he's going to do is just going to work out.
Like, bro, like, run a jet. If and I guess, like, a couple, the Lions did the same thing the week before. They didn't. That's where the Bears got it from. They just didn't go with the jet sweeps. And he's not like, bro, you need to start running jet sweeps again.
Something happened when Cup went down. They just.
Because, yeah, Cup used to run the jet sweeps, huh?
No, because.
Him and Woods.
Woods ran it.
You got Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't you have. Okay, I don't. Maybe not Woods, but you have Cooks and you had Cup, and those guys would kill it on the. Give it to Higbee. Who cares? Just run the damn play.
That's what I'm saying. There wasn't one running play with the running back, or even a little spot pass that he used to do. They didn't even do the like. You should, bro. Like, give it to the.
You're getting
so it's like we're painting. I'm not going to paint Vic Fangio as a defensive genius because he didn't go with jet sweeps. That's fine. People want to do that. That's great. But I'm gonna be more than mad if Sean McVay didn't look at halftime and saw that they weren't going with jet sweeps and didn't try to keep them honest by running jet sweeps. And even before you start doing those fakes, shouldn't you run a couple jet sweeps anyways?
You would think so. You would think so that if you're gonna fake it, you might actually want to run it. That just I don't know. Football 101.
They used to. I feel like at the beginning of the year they did run those jet sweeps.
They did.
And then they started the jet sweep motions, and then they do play actions off them.
Yep.
And then they would get wide open receivers. So what's going on here?
Well, we ran it enough. We don't have to run it again. There's enough tape on it. Just as doing the action should do it. That should be enough now.
What is going on here?
It kills me, Marcus. It kills me. Having to talk about the Bears, having to talk about the Vikings, having to talk about Seattle. You are. Killing me.
Wait, Chris, we're already on 40 minutes. We're only in two games.
you just want to kill me this week. Title of this week's episode, I'm going to kill Chris.
I'm going to kill Chris. I think that might be it, man. I think that might be it. Okay. I think we did enough Bears and Rams.
Yeah.
A little ranting on that.
Yeah.
Let's get into the awful quarterback play this week. I think this is perfect because we already only got like 20 minutes left on the show.
Okay.
That we could just wrap up how bad quarterbacks were this week.
Okay.
There's some good quarterbacks. Andrew Luck looked like Andrew Luck of old this week. He actually has some zip on the ball this week. I was like, okay, Andrew, you've been lifting weights or something,
man.
What are you doing?
And they've got some division games left to finish out the year. I'm really excited to see what happens in that AFC South.
Yeah, so he had a really good, Andrew Luck had a really, really good week. Let me pull up some of these quarterbacks that we got here.
Mahomes had big numbers again, like he always does.
Yeah, Mahomes had big numbers, but I mean, he's I'm just convinced he's going to throw 300 yards every game, so we can't really look at that as the, the streamlined stat.
Because especially now that Hunt's gone, like they're just okay, no more running the ball, just throw up with Mahomes. But here's what you got. I'm gonna lock this in for you right now. Mahomes is the reason on Thursday night that the Chargers win this game.
I don't agree with that, Chris.
Okay, all right.
Because I'm just gonna say that the Chargers are the Chargers, and they cannot beat. The Chiefs, and they're not going to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. No.
I don't know.
It's not going to happen.
I don't know. There's something about this week that just says Mahomes is going to. Because
even if they start off hot, Chris,
he's going to push it. He's going to push it.
The Chargers are going to start fumbling. They're going to start doing something because they can't win it. Phillip Rivers cannot win an Arrowhead right now.
I'm just saying,
I don't know when the last time he won an Arrowhead.
There's something on my shoulder, Marcus, that's just sitting here saying that this is the week that Mahomes blows it for him. He's not going to have that comeback. That crossbody throw as he's running to his right, that he made that little in pass to Hill, we should have seen a safety coming across and stealing that football. That's what should have happened. He's getting there with the way that he throws the ball around that he's going to cause some major problems and he's going to blow a game. And this week, is a week where it's just for me, it's saying this is when it's happening. It's happening this week. It's a Thursday. It's a short week. It's a divisional opponent.
They just played the Ravens too.
I'm telling you, this is the week.
I don't think so.
This is the week where he Brett Favre's it. This is the week.
I don't think so. I don't. It's not gonna happen, Chris. He's not gonna have a bad week. We're not gonna see bad weeks from Mahomes till next year.
I got a feeling.
Let's be real.
I got a feeling.
Get your feeling, but we're not gonna see any bad string of play from Mahomes until next season. That's what I believe. I think this whole season.
When the tape is in?
And even not even I think it won't even. I don't even think it'd be a long string of player. It'd probably be like 2 weeks.
I just got a feeling this week, Marcus.
Because you got to think, you got to remember that he's a grinder too. So he's going to be trying to get better as well.
I agree.
He's going to watch
agree.
A lot of tape this offseason too.
I agree.
So yeah, I think we might see a little bit of more struggles, maybe to start the season next year or just kind of start off. But this year we're not going to see any struggles.
Well, there's something
we're not going to see any.
There's something about Thursday night games, Marcus. There's something about Thursday night.
But
games.
The home team always wins on Thursday. It's like 14-0. Like they're 13-0 this year. They're home. Chargers are going to charge. It's I'm telling you, Chris.
Okay, all right. There's something itching right back here, Marcus. I got an itch. I got to scratch it. I got to scratch it. I think it's this week. I think it's this week that I got to scratch it.
I'm not tell you, man.
I'll eat the crow next week if I have to. I got a feeling.
I think you will. I think we're going to see a 400-yard, four-touchdown game this week. I think the game's not even going to be close.
Oh.
That's what I think.
All right.
All right. So, update on Marcus Mariota. Remember we had would Marcus Mariota get to 12 touchdowns? Remember we had that?
Yes, yeah.
He's at 11. I don't know. We'll see. He's the type of guy to go 3 games without throwing a touchdown. Chris.
Hey, man. You don't got to tell me. I got Corey Davis. And
he's at 11.
Peaks and valleys that I've been seeing with Corey Davis. I'm not too happy about what that's been.
We'll see if he makes it.
I'd love for him to get to 12, 13, and 14 if they're all going
to
Corey.
He's not getting to 15 picks, though.
They're all going to Corey Davis. I'm happy.
He's not getting to 15 picks, though. My prediction was 12 and 15.
Yes, it was.
He's not going to get there, but he's mm-hmm. going to be 13 and 10. So what's the difference? 2 years in a row?
Marcus, there's 3 more weeks. You're going to tell me that he can't get 2 more touchdown passes in 3 weeks?
No.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
I mean, history says no.
Okay.
History says no.
Okay.
Let's look at some other quarterback performances this week that were interesting. Got Dax, which is very interesting.
Oh, yeah, let's go there.
Which is very interesting. I think that was probably one of the worst 450-yard performances I've ever seen. I mean, I'll give it to him. He was efficient during some of the game.
You know what's not
efficient? Most of the game was efficient. He was. He just...
When he throws the ball in a bad place and the corner knocks the ball down, except it went up instead of down and they win off of some fluke.
Because he overly trusts Cooper, and that's going to bite him in the butt.
Eventually, yes. But you know who also started out that way when Cooper was a rookie?
Derek
he got
Hart.
A lot of balls his way that rookie year. He saw a lot of balls his way.
And nobody's talking about this, but the play before, which I talk about, Scott Linehan is obviously the worst offensive coordinator in the NFL because he called this 4-wide receiver.
He tweeted it. What was – somebody else tweeted it and you retweeted it.
Yeah, so he called a 4-wide receiver play with all 4 people doing comebacks. And Chris, when I say that he called this 5 times during the game. He really called this play 5 times during the game. So what happened was the drive before, 2nd and 14, he calls the same play. The Eagles, of course, they sit on it. You've been doing the same thing, so they all sit on it. Dak forces the ball to Cooper. Cooper, for some reason, somehow, some way, finds a way to get open, and it hits him right in the chest. He drops it. Because if he catches it, he's going to score right there.
Mm-hmm.
He drops it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big Cooper thing. That was a highlight of something you might see later.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are trying to dog Carr and say, Carr threw the ball too hard, which I think is weird.
There's no such thing as throwing the ball too hard in the NFL. These guys sit in front of jugs machines, and they, like, take heat as hard as they possibly can to make sure they catch a football. There's no such thing in the NFL as I'm throwing the ball too hard. That's not a thing. It's not a thing.
He throws a more catchable ball. Yeah, I'm sure he does. It's probably is. I'm sure Dak's 4th round talent is it's a lot easier to catch.
There's such thing as I threw the ball too hard.
Dak Carr's 1st round talent arm is probably tougher to catch. Yes, it is. I agree.
There's no such thing as I threw the ball
too
hard in the NFL.
But anyways, going back to that play. So, Coop, which actually this was smart. I don't know if you heard about this. Did you hear about this? Coop's interview after the game, he was dissing Linehan a lot.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I did not hear this.
So he went to I talked about the play before, right? Mm-hmm. They ran the play. They've been running all game.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back to the huddle, 1st and 10. Guess what? Eagles just scored. They just tied the game, right? 1st down, Scott Linehan called the same exact play. Four wide receivers, Blake Jarwin in the slot as tight end, 11 personnel, same exact, four comebacks. Coop freaks out, I guess. He goes, he's like, Dak, bro, like, really? We really run this play again? And Dak's just like, run it. Just run it. He's like, nah, man, like, just run it, right? So they go to the side. So they come out to the play. So I guess Coop telling Dak that, I guess Dak kind of coming up to the line had an epiphany. He was like, okay, maybe we shouldn't do this. And he made a signal to Coop, and Coop ran the go route. And, of course, the Eagles corner was sitting on
waiting
stop
on the comeback.
And he, then the over next thing the you know, Coop's going over the top of him and 75 yards. So that's what I'm saying. Like, Coop really – he's the offensive guy of the team. He's the only guy who knows anything. He's like, come on, dog. Right? So – because I don't understand, like, even if – because just think about this. If – Madden Coop never says anything. They just need to go out, run the same play. That could be a pick six or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know where he's going with the – he's throwing the ball to Coop.
Oh, for sure.
That's all he does. That's all he does. He doesn't throw the ball to anybody else.
No.
he might throw a couple goal routes to Michael Gallup. He's going to Coop.
You say they were running the screen plays with Gallup.
Yeah.
That's the guy that you're going to run the screen play with.
But that's my thing. And, like, and of course, the Eagles weren't double-teaming Coop, too. So what are the Cowboys going to do when teams start double-teaming him? They're just going to run the ball? Is that their plan? But, like, what is that going to do? Is Dak going to actually go somewhere else?
No. He's not.
Is he going to go somewhere else? He's not.
Where's he going to go? You know, no, I know where he's going to go. He's going to go Cole Beasley.
Maybe.
That's where he'll go.
Cole Beasley.
You know what they'll do, though?
He's off and on. Like, sometimes he gets really open. Sometimes he doesn't.
You know what they're going to do?
What?
They're going to double both of them.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do. They'll double both of them. They'll leave the one-on-one matchup with Gallup, and he doesn't have the speed to get away from a corner. And then Dak's got to make a throw, and he can't make a throw.
Yeah, he's going to have to make –
like, he can't make
somebody's
going to
start doubling Cooper.
Because
that's what happened. Because that's what happens with Carr. And everybody gets mad at why Carr didn't throw in the ball. Because they used to double team him.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to throw the ball to Crabtree. Like,
yeah. Why did Crabtree have 15 touchdowns that season? Maybe it's because
double team only has everybody hates Carr. I get it. Everybody hates the Raiders. But it's just funny to me. Like, and that's why Coop's balling, too. Because Coop has never seen press coverage one-on-one with a single high safety in like three seasons.
Right.
he's there.
Yeah, because they don't believe what he can do yet. Like they're not there where they're saying,
yeah, cause
he's actually
had that bad year and now
dogging him
and they're like, okay, so you are kind of like 15 and 16.
Yeah.
Let's double team you again like we used to.
Yeah.
And then everything's gonna change at that point. Because he's not getting double teamed.
You're right.
He's not.
You're right.
He's getting straight up one on ones, straight up.
You're correct.
So he's eating right now, and he should, because he's a really good receiver, and if he's getting one-on-ones, he's going to eat. It doesn't matter. But as soon as they start putting that safety just a little bit over the top, or just keep it on the right by you.
You'll still see Dak throw it his way.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to throw
picks.
Because
Dak's forcing it. Dak almost threw a pick on the last play of the game.
Yeah.
He's just forcing it to him. Yep. He's just like, where's Coop?
Yeah.
And I get it. Because on the touchdown with the Redskins, the big game he had the Redskins.
Oh.
And he had that touchdown.
So many missed tackles.
Yeah.
So many.
But what happened on that play is that Dak was supposed to go to I forgot. I broke this.
He threw it in between three guys.
Yeah, but that's my point. Dak was supposed to go to his right. And when it wasn't open, his mind literally went, where's Cooper? I'm like, oh, there he is. He just threw it to him.
Yeah,
and it worked out. And it was probably his best throw of the year. That was his best throw of the year.
Such a bad decision.
His best throw of the year.
You're right. I can't disagree with you.
Yeah, but that's basically what his mind went. It was like, I was watching a tape. It seriously was like, okay, that place out there. Where's Cooper?
I'm going to look this way.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that.
There's something wrong with that.
I think it might come bite them later. At a time, like maybe this week when they play the Bucks or something, and they end up
putting
a dud up because he's forcing the ball to Coop.
Mm-hmm.
And once he can't get how many more 200-yard games can he have before he gets double teamed, man? It's not going to happen. We've already seen it twice.
My favorite is it's not, these aren't deep balls down the field, these are little short patterns that he just runs with. And he just got it here now. Okay, go. Bye.
Yeah, and double team Coop. Like, I don't understand. Like, what? I don't understand why they did it with Derek and they don't do it with him. That's why I don't get with that either. I don't get that. But that was an ugly performance for 450 yards, especially as he fumbled. He had two interceptions that were bad. The one was like in the red zone, and he just underthrew it. He had Coop open, but over the top. Mm-hmm. And if you threw a good ball in the back of the end zone, Coop probably catches it.
Yeah.
But, of course, he didn't.
Nope.
So it was picked. And then he threw another bad interception, and then he fumbled. They had 320 more yards than the Eagles, and they won by 7 in overtime.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad, Marcus. It was really bad. It was really bad.
It was bad, man.
And I gotta get one more bad in here.
Okay.
Before we finish this off.
Okay.
And it's just a statement. I'm just gonna make a statement. I'm not gonna elaborate on it.
Okay.
I don't need to elaborate on it. I've been harping on it all podcast long.
Yeah.
From day one of the podcast. Cam Newton. That's all I gotta say. That's it.
Cam's struggling right now.
That's all I gotta say.
North Turner's not adjusting to NFL's teams adjusting to him.
Oh, you're just going to check the ball down the whole time? Huh. I wonder how I can defeat that.
Yeah. Devin Funchess was my man for a while, but he hasn't done anything.
Marcus.
I thought Devin was good. I thought he was having that breakout year.
What I tell you.
You know, and he really needs Greg Olsen.
I'll just sit here.
Let's be real. Greg Olsen hurt again, isn't he?
Yeah, he's done. He's done for the year.
Yeah, he really needs
Greg Olsen. He re-aggravated the foot. He's done.
He needs Greg.
He couldn't even get Greg the ball when he was playing.
They were winning though. At least when Greg was in there, the defense had to play for Greg.
Yeah, they did. You're right. He
needs Greg Olsen bad. Okay. Yeah, Greg Olsen's pretty old too, isn't he? He's in his 30s.
Starting to get there. He's getting injured a lot more now.
Ooh.
He's getting injured a lot more now.
And he's a pretty good color analyst. So that retirement check.
How about that? How about two tight ends in the booth on Monday night?
I don't like Witten that much though. Witten needs to be like
he could get there if he gets another year in his belt. I don't know. He says he's. I'll agree. He's kind of.
Peaks I don't and think valleys. He sees the field. Well.
Peaks and valleys, but he calls some of these throws before they come out.
He does, but he'll like say something like inside zone when it's not, or he'll say like they're playing cover two and they're playing cover one.
He's still got a little work to do. He's not a quarterback. He's not used to seeing that stuff pre snap. He's used to seeing that once he comes out of his break.
He's a tight end. I mean,
well, he's got to see it.
He's basically a lineman.
He doesn't see it until he comes. Yeah, he's a lineman. He can give you the protection. He can give you what's going down in the front seven. But he can't see on that back end until he makes his break, and he's got to decide what he's going to do. Is he going to settle in the zone? Does he need to keep running the route all the way through? He's not seeing that pre-snap yet.
I mean, that's why quarterbacks make the best analysts, though.
He's getting good, though. He's getting better.
Quarterbacks always make the best analysts because of that.
Tony Romo's the best. I love it when Tony calls a game.
Okay. Let's side debate. Last 3 minutes of the show. Chris Collinsworth versus Tony Romo.
Tony Romo every single time. You couldn't get me to skip a beat.
That's tough.
It's not tough for me.
I think Chris Collinsworth is pretty damn good.
I'm not saying Collinsworth is bad. I like Tony better. Tony's a lot better.
I think he sees the field really well.
Chris has been doing it for a long time though. Give Tony that same amount of time.
Yeah, Tony
might
really good.
Tony might end up leaving CBS. Doing that side gig with it's because him and Nance is a potent combination.
Yeah,
but he might be somebody that you do on Monday night, just kind of like he is.
No
the
way,
spotlight.
CBS would never let him go. No way. He could finesse CBS and get like a $10 million contract.
Oh, for sure, because that's all he could say is maybe I'll go do Monday Night Football. But no, stay here. You and Jim. That's the best commentary on
it is.
In the NFL.
I agree, hands down. Well, I mean, no, he can't. Al's always the greatest. Al's still the greatest.
Dude. I'm just saying right now, the best combination is Jim and Tony. That's it. There's no better combination right now.
See, I got to go Al and Chris because I think their chemistry is a little bit better.
They've been doing it for so long.
Exactly. Which I think they, even though Jim Nance and Romo can get there, I just think the chemistry between Al and Chris is just great. And then Chris's slide in is just amazing. That is great TV for everybody when Al starts and Chris just slides in. It's perfect TV, man. It's Sunday night. It's true. I think Tony Romo needs to be on primetime for sure. He should. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how Monday night. I mean, I know they had Gruden, but I guess they couldn't. But man, they should have paid him to go play golf for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're gonna get the Super Bowl. That's gonna be a good Super Bowl call. I don't know if it's this year. I don't know what year CBS has next for the Super Bowl. Is it? Well, he's going to call a Super Bowl. That's going to be a good call.
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to be a great call.
It's going to be great. All right, Chris. I mean, I guess we talk about. We want to talk about Big Ben still. The X-rays.
He dogged you. He dogged y'all in Oakland.
Yeah, he's. I mean, no, it's their fault they lost that game because they thought they're going to beat the Raiders just with Josh Dobbs. Which I think was very disrespectful.
It was.
That was some super disrespectful. I would.
It was.
And because especially when they put Big Ben in, he was like 8 for 8.
Yep.
Just let him right down the field for a touchdown.
Yep.
That game probably wouldn't have been that close, but they kept it close, and Derek did his thing. But
I'll tell you what, though, that team's not going to go far in the playoffs.
Do they make the playoffs?
They'll make the playoffs.
Do they?
Yeah, they might. They'll either, if they don't win the division, they're the wild card.
Because it's okay. Think about this. They have to play the Patriots this week,
but that's at home.
Then they got the Ravens.
Still. Oh no, that's not at home. Oh yeah, no, that's at home.
Like that matters.
They're playing well for them this year. It does matter. They play much better at home than they do on the road this year.
I mean, they still lost to the Chargers at home.
They're still playing better at home than they are on the road.
But you know, Tom Brady, he kills them. It's he kills Mike Tomlin. They're not going to win that game. So then they got two games left. So I think they play the Browns one more time. Do they play the Browns? They have to play the Browns.
I think so.
Do they play the Browns?
Did they already do it?
No, they haven't played the Browns twice. Have they?
Oh, they might have. We might want to look this up.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Pittsburgh. I don't think that they get knocked out of the playoffs before. I mean, well, they're not going to get out of the playoff hunt. They're either the division winner or they're in the wild card. That tie actually is currently being very beneficial for them. But
they play the Saints and the Patriots. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens on the stretch.
I don't think they make the playoffs.
I'm going to tell you
bro.
What, though. No, they're going to make the playoffs.
They're going to make the playoffs. They lose this week and the Ravens win. The Ravens are in first place.
That's fine. I'm telling you, they can still win the wild. They'll still be in the wild card. They're not going to lose the wild card.
Okay.
They'll be in as the sixth seed.
They could lose the wild card, too.
They're going to be in as the sixth seed.
Because you got to think the Colts are... Got the Colts 7-6.
They have so many division games left. That's a tough road for the Colts and for anybody who's going to come out of that division. Whoever comes out of the division is going to.
They already won one of those tough matchups. Well, they already won one, Chris.
Well, we'll see.
And they have their quarterbacks back to form. So,
well, hit it with the.
We'll see.
With a little pocket awareness stamp of we'll see, Marcus. We got some we'll see for the Steelers. We got some we'll see for the AFC playoff race. We got some we'll see for the NFC playoff race, too. Marcus doesn't want to see it, but my Packers might backdoor their way in. And a lot of Packer fans don't want to see it either because they want a good draft pick.
I hope the Dolphins get in.
But come on.
Just to ruin all football.
You're gonna that's how you're going to end the podcast. I hope the Dolphins
get in. Ryan Tannehill gets a new contract.
Shoot.
And piss off all of Miami.
A lot of people in Miami will be so mad.
With this little, his 14 and 19.
So mad.
You know, that's
how
want.
We're going to end the podcast.
That's what I want.
Miami Dolphins.
I want the Dolphins to get in.
Okay.
Because they're going to get killed. Whoever they play, they're just going to destroy them. Oh. So I think that'll be.
That's how we're going
to
end it.
Yeah. I think I would love to just watch them go into Houston and lose 38 to nothing. Okay. I think that.
Okay.
That's what the NFL deserves, I think. They deserve the Dolphins making the playoffs.
Yeah, so they can run that post-dig combination again and get smoked like they did when they played. What was that? That was a Monday night game, wasn't it?
You know, it doesn't matter. It's Ryan Tannehill, man. He's going to get destroyed by J.J. Watt and Clowney and all those boys. He's going to throw like 5 picks or something. And Deshaun Watson's going to throw like 4 passes the whole game. They're going to win like 38 to nothing. All right, guys. So,
You heard it right. We're ending it on the Dolphins getting into the playoffs. That's how we're gonna end this.
It's a little pocket awareness. It's episode 17, guys. We got 3 weeks in the NFL left. It's gonna be fun. 3 weeks. We can already tell a lot of things are up in the air already. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify.
Hit it on that iTunes.
Check us out. We're here. We're gonna get it going.
Let's go.
All right.